WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Hip hip hooray, let's give a cheer. It's 9 a.m., the signal's clear. Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's the Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. I have one of the finest people on that you'll ever run into, Mr. Mark King. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Truman.
And if you're not familiar with Mark, he's president of the Rotary right here in Murfreesboro, and he's also over community care, which I would say probably gives as much back into the community as anybody possible could, simply because you're taking care of the loved ones of people who have gone through some hard times, and it's very difficult for them, or almost impossible for them, to take care of them anymore.
It's a hard job, but it's very rewarding to helping families at some of the hardest times they're dealing with.
Is it easier to take care of someone else's loved ones than the person taking care of their own? Because it's such a stressful thing.
Well, I've experienced that. I've had both my parents have been at community care two different times.
Oh.
And short periods of time. My mom actually died there. It's a little easier on me as a person, but it's very difficult when you multiply that times 131 people.
And everybody's got their own story there, haven't
Everybody's
they?
Got a different story, and sometimes they know their story, and sometimes they don't know their story, and that makes it difficult.
Well, you know, we can talk about a lot of things, and we could spend probably 5 or 6 days just talking about what goes over there at community care. But you were telling me that you coach Larry Ralston's son in basketball.
Junior pro basketball. We actually practiced at the Bellwood School at that time. His son's name was Spencer, and
yes,
I'd lost track of Spencer, but I heard your show a few weeks ago where Larry was on here, and he was telling about Spencer going to be on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like February the 22nd.
Yes,
he's going to be on a TV show.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for that because, you know, Larry's such an interesting guy anyway. And you made an interesting remark just before we went on the show that this is kind of like listening to an 8-party telephone conversation. Our show is
it just kind of relates
to you get to catch up on everything
when you get certain individuals on, and you can realize where they connect in the community and how they intersect with different people. It's amazing. I knew Larry Ralston was a photographer years ago, but I'd actually not connected that he was at the movie theater, and I'd put the face with the name, but from 25 years ago, he and I look different.
I don't think you guys look any different.
Well, I know I do.
You look like Larry, and Larry looks like Mark now. Oh, me. Well, one good thing about it, we're not the National Enquirer. We're more like the Rutherford County Enquirer,
that's good.
I guess.
That's good.
I like that. Tell me what's going on over at Community Care right now.
Well, we've got a group of residents who are getting younger.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think that, but more and more you're having 50, 60, 70 year olds need to be at a nursing home, and that changes the dynamic as the baby boomers age. Mm-hmm. The kinds of events, the kinds of technology they're desiring is changing in front of us.
Wow.
We've just about got our Wi-Fi totally set up throughout the building so they can Wi-Fi anywhere they want to in the building. They're looking to still be involved and get out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different dynamic than 25 years ago.
Now, how many of them over at community care would be in there for more physical problems, and then you have a number of them that where you're looking at the mental challenges that go on?
Probably about half are from some kind of dementia, Alzheimer's need.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have a group of 15, 20 that are generally some kind of diabetic issue has mm-hmm. caused them to need to be there. A lot of medicines that we take create issues that sometimes can be addressed and sometimes they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Medicines tend to cause continence issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not careful, the thing you're trying to address brings on some other issue for you.
Hmm. I'm sure that most of the physicians make that known to the people that are starting to take them.
It's disclosed, but you know, it's kind of like when I go pick up my medicines at my pharmacy, you get this piece of paper and you read it, but you think, that's not really going to affect
me. Who reads it?
Well, I do, especially on a new med. A lot of times you see a vendor or the provider of the medicine, the manufacturer changes. And when I see a different type of pill than what I've been seeing, mm-hmm. I read it because a lot of times it's not the active chemical that's different. It's the mm-hmm. base. It's what it's filled with. And sometimes that creates issues for you. The active is the same as the former manufacturer, but I know from the med I take, you have those kinds of issues, and you really have to keep up with what the med can do to you.
You know, you see these ads on television, and you see this guy out there in the woods fishing with his grandkids, and it talks about the medicine that is keeping him going, and then a little bit later, they start saying, well, now this could cause all kinds of problems, even death. And you start to think, is the cure worse? I mean, my goodness.
Well, 10, 15 years of experience with something, sometimes you look back and say, well, I wish I'd have known that mm-hmm. 15 years ago. As with most things, you know, moderation is probably the best thing to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine long term is probably not the best thing we need to be doing. If we can get our diet and get our stress levels and those kinds of things addressed mm-hmm. over long haul, I think sometimes the med is a short-term need that we need, but I don't think long-term, if at all possible, you need to stay on those. Now, I'm not professing to be a doctor, but I see people
you
that...
You see a lot of the results that go on because of it, don't
staying
you?
Staying on it a long time, yeah. Of course, a lot of meds are strictly for short-term need,
mm-hmm.
and if we're not careful, it's used in a different way, and people become accustomed to it, and they stay on it. It's supposed to be a 6-week drug, and they stay on it 5 years. So you have that when you provide services to 131 people at a time, many days when we're full, you see there's going to be somebody that's going to have some kind of drug issue. The medicine is generally causing something for them.
Are we starting to see people younger as far as Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that? Or am I just knowing a lot of people that have it now?
No, it's the Alzheimer dementia conditions are, I see them in younger people now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a disease that we hadn't even seen in my 23 years of being a nursing home administrator, that we've seen two people have that in this just in the last couple of years, and it's called Pick's disease.
Hmm.
And it's a frontal lobal dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And typically it's the dementia we see is pretty much in the back part and top, but
mm-hmm.
that the Pick's disease, just from a little bit of research I've done, is a front lobal issue, and it's a totally different dementia.
Is that a younger?
It was a 60-something-year-old person, yes.
Yeah. Well, I've known a number of people that have been in their 60s that have gotten it, and also even before 60. But this one is primarily hitting a younger group.
Yes. And younger in the sense that they're still more mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes for a lot more service, a lot more need has to happen, because When somebody's moving around and still got their physical factors still very much with it, but they get frustrated that they know something's going on in their mind, and they have a hard time dealing with it.
That's such a terrible disease, isn't it?
75, 80-year-old, you know, they don't move as fast as a 55, 60, 65-year-old.
Yeah.
So it makes for a different level of service.
Now, when you're out at the community care and you're going through, there are so many interesting people out there that you really do get attached to them, don't you?
If they stay there periods of time, yes, we get attached to them. We've got people that have been with us. The longest we've ever had was 33 years.
Oh, wow.
And I'll use him as an illustration. His family was there when it was a county farm. His mom and he were there when he was a child. And when he got on up in, I don't know, teens, 20s, his mom passed away, and he went to live with his sisters out in the Beech Grove area. And when they got to the age that they couldn't take care of him, he came back to live at the nursing home, and that was in 1976. So he'd lived there pre-61, before 1961, when it was a county farm, and then he came back in 76, and he lived with us until 2009 when he passed away.
That had to have been tough.
It was different. It was different. He talked about having to, when he was there at the farm, he had a job. He had to keep the fence rows clean. some people may not realize, but the nursing home resulted from a county farm, thus the name County Farm Road. It operated out there on that site from 1892.
Wow.
Until 1961, and it transitioned from a farming model, 208 acres, to a hospital or medical model. And that's not unusual. Most county farms transition to a nursing home in the 60s, sometime in the 60s.
Now, when you transition like that from what it was before to what it is right now, is that a very difficult process? Because you're taking on, I presume, people who are needing more care when you do that.
The acuity level does increase. Of course, Medicare, Medicaid came into play in the 60s, and they pay you for the sicker. And that's what really the Affordable Care Act and those kinds of things are designed to do, is people who don't need as much care don't get qualified to be in a nursing home anymore. In 1991, when I became an administrator, it was not uncommon for people, because they were elderly, to be qualified to be in a nursing home. Now there's a medical criteria that's got real stringent, and the state looks at it very hard, and if they don't have the ongoing needs, they don't qualify for long-term care. They can be there under a short-term stay, but then they have to go home, because Medicaid, the subsidy for Medicaid, is increasing to the point that they've ratcheted up the acuity standards, so people don't qualify that used to qualify. They're providing more home services, but the families are having to fill in the gap in that standpoint, because to keep somebody at home 24/7 typically would cost you about $145,000 a year.
Yeah.
In a nursing home, you can do that for about 2.5 people, $145,000. So you can do the math on that.
So what would qualify a person if they've got physical impairments or dementia or Alzheimer's, things like that?
Well, to just give some general terms, they have to not be able to ambulate independent. One of the base criteria is, can they get out of their own house, their own living quarters, from a prone position or from a flat position in a bed, less than 13 minutes. If it takes them longer than 13 minutes, then they're deemed to be unsafe to stay by themselves. Now, very few people go out and actually test that on their family member, but that's one of the criteria. Continency level, you know, mm-hmm. do they have urine or fecal incontinency episodes, and how frequently? You know, mm-hmm. once a week's not real, it's embarrassing, but it's not medically necessary to have somebody help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger thing is, do they know where they are if they got out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody's outside and they get disoriented, don't know where they are, that's where they become unsafe. And sometimes all those together create enough need to where a doctor can get them certified to stay in a nursing home long term.
So many of the people that you have need, actually really do need, 24-hour-a-day care.
Yes. If they didn't, then people really shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And it's not just limited to community care. Any place that provides Medicaid services, we're under obligation. If they don't need it anymore, we're to provide discharge planning for them,
mm-hmm.
so that they can go to a lower level of care.
Now, you're talking about Medicaid and not Medicare.
Medicaid. Medicare is the insurance program that the federal government started, and it's short term.
Uh-huh. Medicare is?
Medicare is short term, mm-hmm. maximum of 100 days per spell of illness. Mm-hmm. Medicaid is long term, but it's the criteria has got raised up to the point that they're trying to keep people from getting long-term Medicaid assistance or provided in a home setting somewhere mm-hmm. where it's lower cost. But 24/7 Medicaid at home is not lower cost. Mm-hmm. They may provide a sitter to come in certain hours a day or have a nurse aide come in 3 days a week to help with ADL-type care, bathing, those kinds of things. The medicine setup is done for them, but the person then pretty much is by themselves or in a group setting most of the time without 24/7 care.
Hmm. You know, people who are taking care of Alzheimer's family members and dementia family members, it's a very difficult process, and it's an ongoing process of trying to ascertain exactly what type of care they need. And of course, there's so many different factors that go along with it. Can they do it themselves? You know, at what point does a stress level become too overwhelming and you no longer can do it? And then you have to look at all the cost. And I don't think there's any other diseases anywhere that has so much involved in the total care of those individuals.
Well, it's a disease that progresses. It's not like you get your heart medicine and you get your heart back in rhythm, and
mm-hmm.
as long as you stay on a maintenance level, the stress doesn't. You still have that in the back of your mind, fear, but dementia, Alzheimer's progresses,
mm-hmm.
and that's the stressor for families, and what taxes them is, if they don't have support systems in place and have a respite plan so that they can unwind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about just once a month. I'm talking about from frequency. You stay stressed to the point that you can't meet the resident, the person, your loved one's needs.
Right.
And you get short fused with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough thing to never have any downtime, any time where you can just say, I need to go for a walk in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And unwind here.
It's almost where people who have family members that are getting older to have some type of long-term care insurance, isn't it?
Well, that's something that's been it's been sold as a product since the late 80s, early 80s, middle 80s. But it's long-term care insurance. You got to be careful when you buy that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they have limits. They may cover, say, $100 a day. Well, when the cost gets to be $170 a day, so you need to really look at the product, and is mm-hmm. it going to change as costs change?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a cap, say, of 2 or 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
They've averaged it out. The typical length of stay for a long-term nursing home resident is about 3.5 years. So if somebody lives 10 years and they only had a product that or insurance that covered 3 years, you'd be 7 years without it. So you got to go into it with that thought. Average is average, but somebody's going to be over the average.
in a normal cost, I don't think there is a normal cost, but it seems like it's really all over the place.
It is. It is.
But you could run anywhere from $3,500, $3,600 a month, which is at the low range, and all the way up to, you know, $80,000 plus a year.
Yes, you can.
And then you start thinking the average guy, when they start having those type of problems with their loved ones, it is a very difficult situation, because you're looking at many people going broke, losing everything they've got, and still, after all that is gone, you still have the problem a lot of times.
Yes, sir. They've outlived the money.
Yeah.
What typically happens, Truman, is people apply for Medicaid, and Medicaid looks at your total assets, and let's say you've got, I'll just use hypothetically, $250,000 in savings. Mm-hmm. $125,000 of it, the spouse who's not going to reside in a nursing home can keep, and they're not penalized. It's not used toward the spouse who needs to be at the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And that $125,000 split, the other half has to be used for their care.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used for such things as to pay their room and board for whatever time it takes to spend that money down.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used to get a burial policy in play that's an irrevocable burial.
Mm-hmm.
But those assets are split, and then the monthly income, they don't want the spouse to become a pauper.
Yeah.
And so they'll give what's called a spousal allocation within reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the spouse then can stay home, and but the half of the resource, the asset, has to be spent toward that person's care. And once that's done, then they meet financial criteria.
Mm-hmm.
TennCare and the federal government as well both require a 60-month look back of how the money's been moved in the last 60 months.
Mm-hmm.
There are lawyers out there that are very good at helping families plan for that kind of scenario. Look for somebody that does elder law. There are actually trust funds that can be set up, trusts that qualify and go ahead, and you can sometimes get it ahead of that 60-month look back if it's put in a trust.
Mm-hmm.
But I would encourage families. One of the greatest struggles that I see families suffer through is no preparation.
Yeah.
They don't prepare for the financial implications that you're discussing, and
mm-hmm.
and you can go through your money.
Yeah,
and
pretty
then
quickly.
You still got the person that needs, and of course they qualify for Medicaid, but you've got to still keep living.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have resources to keep living yourself.
Are we looking at the old days like we used to, where we would all work hard and we wanted to make sure that we were able to have a fairly decent life as we got older, and of course the needs got more, and then hopefully we would have monies put aside for the kids who have their families. It used to be that's when families were able to get above get out of the debts and everything that they had accumulated as young people going through school and all the other things. And then when their parents died, then they inherited enough to keep them going and get them over the hump. Are we looking at that just kind of maybe being a pipe dream now?
I don't know that I would say totally a pipe dream, but there are those families that it's like a financial assault.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The kids, you know, they have to step up to the plate and help their parents make hard decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Most kids that I have interacted with, you know, they're not guaranteed that asset to be passed on to them, and if mom needs it before I get it, then so be it.
Yeah.
We're going to spend it on mom.
Yeah. Now, it seems like to me, when you have diseases like cancer and those type things, heart diseases, you make allowances for that through insurances and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
With something like Alzheimer's and dementia, is that an inherited thing? Like, it seems like cancer and heart problems seem to be inherited somewhere, passed down through genes and whatever. And it looks to me like the people that I've known, they have had it previously in their family before they actually had the disease.
It's quite common for that to be something genetic that's passed. I'd like to make a distinction. In many cases, the cancer and the heart and those kinds of things, they do have insurance. We have insurance for those kinds of things because they're acute.
Right.
They're acute illnesses. Typically, we get them back in control, mm-hmm. some kind of maintenance. And insurance companies like to provide something that they're not long-term going to be on the hook for.
Right.
That's one of the issues with this Affordable Care Act that's come out. The caps and those kinds of things are being kicked away. Insurance companies aren't going to be able to cherry pick. They're going to have to cover things longer periods of time. Dementia, Alzheimer's, that's a chronic disease.
Mm-hmm.
You typically don't get to a maintenance level again. It continues to progress.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mark King.
How many avenues have you taken but still keep coming back to the road asking yourself, how do I find my purpose in life? Have you ever set goals for yourself and lacked that extra oomph to see them through? If not, it's time to start. If so, what has kept you from achieving them? I'm Jean Jenkins, and I'm a certified Christian life coach. I can help you find your passion and purpose, help you attain them, and hold you accountable. Maybe you lack the self-esteem to do any of the above. I have the desire to help you see your worth, passions, and goals in life. Through life coaching, you can build a greater self-esteem so you can approach life with a determination to pursue your goals with inspiration and a burning desire to achieve them. You'll expand your possibilities through accountability. In the end, you'll be inspired, motivated, and willing to step out of that box that's constrained you so you can reach your goals with a greater love for yourself. For more info, go to findingyou.com. That's findingewe.com. You can't take care of other things until you take care of yourself. Start off the year by investing in you.
You can get non-medical care at home for you and your loved one. Just visit athomecaretn.com.
My name is Mary Arnold. I am the administrative assistant here at Home Care. I really love my job because I get to be interactive with the clients and the caregivers. I'm the first person they meet when they walk in the door and the last person they see when they leave. It's a very nice, relaxing place to work.
Here's Melissa Warren with At Home Care.
The one thing that I think really sets At Home Care apart is that we understand we may not be the answer for everyone that phones us, but our goal is to help everyone that phones us, give them direction, give them information, maybe lead them to where they do need to call to get the help they need.
For that personal, non-medical care at your home, contact the professionals at homecaretn.com.
Robbery attempt goes all wrong. I'm Lon Jordan with local news from WGNS. An attempted robbery went haywire at 3015 South Rutherford Boulevard Wednesday. The victim told police he was sitting in his car around 7:15 Wednesday night when two men opened his car door, one armed with a rust-colored handgun. One of the two robbers demanded the victim hand over his money. The victim advised the robbers he didn't have any cash, so the second suspect told the first one to pistol whip the victim. The suspect attempted to hit the victim, but missed and hit the roof of the car, dropping the gun on the ground. A third suspect approached and told the other two they needed to leave out of fear of cameras. They grabbed the drop gun and fled the scene on foot. The victim then called police, but so far, no arrests have been made. A new education initiative proposed by Governor Bill Haslam will make it tough for graduating high school seniors in Tennessee to find an excuse not to further their education. During his recent State of the State address, the Republican governor unveiled a plan to allow them to attend 2 years of community college or a college of applied technology free of tuition and fees. The governor's speech included details of his $32.6 billion state spending proposal and a rundown of some of his top legislative priorities for the year. His new education initiative was undoubtedly the highlight of the address, drawing praise from Republicans and Democrats, as well as state education officials. At the city council meeting this week, Jimmy Jobe of Jobe Hastings & Associates presented the comprehensive annual financial report, the first for the month of February. The report covers the fiscal year ending June 30th and shows the city's assets, as usual, in excellent condition. More news available on demand 24/7 at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date, and this is WGNS News.
Brought to you by
Kestner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad, across from the Chevy dealer.
Come and see firsthand why your friends voted us number one in reader polls for the seventh straight year. Call us at 895-1253 for a free consultation.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
WeatherEye.
See mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, a high in the mid-30s and north winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a good chance for some snow, late cloudy and a low near 24. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 18.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. When shopping for car insurance, do not end up buying more insurance for a more price. Talk to Safe Auto. Always the right car insurance for the right price right now. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com. The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with Mark King, and we want to let you know about Premier 6 Movie Theater. That's at Broad and Jackson Heights. That's the older people that live here. That's our Princess Theater. That's the one we love to go to. And showing today through next week, we have the Lego Movie, rated PG, so you can go to that one, Mark. We have Labor Day, PG-13. Good movie. Good movie. I really enjoyed it. That Awkward Moment, rated R. I haven't been to that one yet. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, PG-13. Good movie. The Nut Job, PG. And that's a good movie. The kids would absolutely love that one. I don't know why it's PG. Lone Survivor, rated R. Saw it. It's a great movie, a factual movie. Navy SEALs. But it's a really, really... It's got a lot of action and... If you get a little upset about those type of things, you don't need to see it. But check goseeamovie.com or call 896-4100 for their movie hotline for times and ticket prices. That's goseeamovie.com or call 896-4100. And don't forget, Monday through Wednesday, get popcorn for only $1.75, pop fresh daily. And I'll see you at the Premier 6 Movie Theater on Broad in Jackson Heights, down from Toots. And I'm going to try to make it over there tonight. And also I want to let you know about Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat. And everybody knows that 7 out of 10 Americans suffer a hearing loss after the age of 50. The reason you know, because you've been listening to me say that. But there is a way to restore your hearing, and you need to give Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat a call today. Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost 2 decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family so you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home, diagnose, and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat today at 848-9265. That's 848-9265. We were talking about Larry Ralston earlier, and he's almost there every night at the premiere.
Anytime I've been there, he's there.
Have you ever seen anybody that just loves people as much as Larry?
You know, he's made something good, great in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. That shopping center needed that movie theater to come back to life, and it's made that shopping center stay alive.
Oh, it really has. And there's an old movie called The Majestic. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but it's about a theater. And it's about the theater pretty much was the life of the community. And it closed down and, you know, everything just kind of seemed to die around mm-hmm. it. And then all of a sudden, as accounts happened, they brought it back to life. And there's just something about a theater. Whenever I feel like I'm, you know, I need some entertainment, I'm down or whatever, and I want to change and go into another life, I head for the theater. And it really does. It makes a big difference for me.
Movies can be a good respite.
Yeah, yeah. We had a caller a minute ago, and they were wanting to know what benefits that the VA hospital offers for people like the ones that you have, and I really don't know the answer to that.
Well, I've not worked for them, but we've had some transfer. Sometimes our patients will go to them, sometimes theirs will come to us.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage the caller to call the Tennessee State Vets Nursing Home, ask to speak to the social worker, and discuss with them your situation. I do know veterans receive priority there, and their spouses, if you can link back to the veteran having served and verify that, their spouse can receive care there too.
That's amazing.
It's a good facility, good plan. Sometimes people get confused. There is actually a nursing home that's there attached in the hospital area, but then Tennessee State Vets Nursing Home, that's the state-run nursing home, and it's on Compton Road. So there's two separate nursing homes there, so you need to keep those distinctions in mind. Make sure you're talking to the correct one if you call.
And I'm sure they have different rules in place for each one of them.
Yeah, there's some different rules, I'm sure.
Now, tell me a little bit about the Rotary Club. I know that you're the president, and it gets involved in so many things going on in the community. It's really a place to join if you want to give back. It really is, isn't it?
It's a club that started in this community in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
You remember B.B. Kerr?
Yes.
Well, his dad was one of the original founders.
Mm-hmm.
The Rotary Club is an international organization. There's approximately 1,200,000 members within the world. It's international.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's apolitical. Mm-hmm. We don't get into politics, and politics, as you well know, will divide us pretty quick.
Yes.
We try to deal with world issues such as hunger, children's care, water quality, those kind of things we can easily agree on.
Mm-hmm.
And when we meet those kinds of needs within our world, we make our world a better place.
You don't get involved in politics, but you have a number
we're all political.
You have a number of people inside the Rotary that are elected officials.
No doubt about it.
And I would presume that they would get some ideas from your guys as you get involved in some of the processes that are going on.
And in many cases, to say we just don't promote our own each other's agenda, it's what's the club want to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we recently passed out dictionaries to all third graders within Rutherford County.
Good.
Our club has...
They still use dictionaries?
Well, actually, yes, but it's transitioning. City schools just recently have, you know, spent quite a bit of money on bringing in technology.
Mm-hmm.
But kids can take these books home with them. You know, mm-hmm. everybody doesn't have a laptop at home or an iPad at home yet. Mm-hmm. It's coming in our lifetime, if the good Lord wills. We'll see that in our lifetime where we won't be doing it that way. We may be giving them a CD of a dictionary and say, hey, load this up, and then you've got a dictionary all there already on your computer. Of course, you can Google anything anymore, and mm-hmm. you can find things at the drop of a few strokes of a keypad.
That you have special projects that come up from now time to time. Are those that are introduced by a member of the Rotary Club a special thing that's maybe close to their hearts? They bring it up, and I know that we have a number of organizations around here that fund grants and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that far involved in those types of things?
In many cases, we do. over the years, the John Bragg Highway has been a project that Rotarians did for quite a few years. The first 2 miles from the Walmart on Rutherford out, that road pickup, those kinds of things.
Wow.
Of course, John Bragg was a Rotarian for many years.
Yes.
Things like that become local. We've got one member that's his passion. He picks up the Greenway one day, I think every other week.
Good for him.
We've got members that, you know, they want international projects. We got members that look at things from a local standpoint. But the world is one big community.
Mm-hmm.
When you take the politics out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the 7-year-old that's starving to death in India matters to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects our world, because who knows what that child could have brought to the world had they just been provided for and educated.
And, of course, as we know, the world is not, life is not fair to everybody.
No, it's not fair to most of us.
Yeah. But I'm so glad that you guys do that. Now, when you're talking about the John Bragg Highway and so much, is that part of the Adopt the Highway program?
Yes, that's what that was. That's what that was.
So do you actually pay for that particular part of the road?
At one point, that was one of our projects. Is we'd meet out there on a Saturday morning a couple, three times a year, and pick it up.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to be out there paving the road.
No. You ought to see David Hopper out there on the road. Let him tell you about that.
So you actually go out and make sure our roadways are clean.
That was one of the things that was a project for our club for a lot of years. We do blood drives through the Red Cross as part of our club project. I actually spun that off to the business at Community Care.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a blood drive out there at the nursing home for probably 12 years now.
Wow.
When we first started that idea with Red Cross, they said, well, I'm not sure y'all are big enough. But we did a count. That's been probably 6 months ago. We've given over, I think it's 670 pints in that time period. Now, that may not be
a whole lot.
When you figure three people per pint were helped, that's 2,000, right at 2,000 people were helped. And we had a lot more try.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot more with blood drives, and I'm a regular donor. I'm working on my fifth gallon. Now, that's nowhere close to one of our Rotarians. You know Larry Kirk.
Yes, I know him well.
We called him Dr. Dracula. I think he's given 17 gallons.
Wow. Of course, he's big enough to give 17 gallons.
He probably has a few more pints than most of us. Larry's actually giving it through both arms now and puts it right back in. They take out, I think, the platelets or red bloods. He take out one of them pretty quick. But it's those are the kinds of things that Rotarians can be involved with locally. We've done such things as help Uncle Dave Macon Day and do
mm-hmm.
Gatekeeping there. And we've received a little gift from that. And we put that back into a foundation that we have that turns around and we give money back into our community.
Wow.
It's just a way of staying connected, interacting with the needs of our community.
Now, I am surprised that y'all take Larry Kirk's blood. Well, isn't he an Ole Miss graduate?
He is, but it tests out well. So
did it?
Yes, it still does.
Now tell me what, I mean, you're involved. You don't have lazy people that get involved in the Rotary, do you?
Not usually, no.
You don't go just for a name or anything like, I belong to the Rotary Club. You've got to be active.
Yes, very supportive. Rotary is an international organization that's trying to promote the motto, service above self.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what can I get out of it. It's not what my business can get out of it. That happens inherently just with being a giver.
Yeah.
Life is truly, in my opinion, measured by what you give, not what you receive.
Now, what does Mark King do on his off time? Because you're over at the Community Care all the time. It pretty much. And then you're involved being president of the Rotary Club, I know takes up a great deal of time. So what do you do in your spare time?
I'm a avid reader, and I don't just read mystery or history, that kind of thing. I read publications of all kind. I love to read Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I love to read newspapers. I still read two newspapers pretty much all the time to keep up with what's going on. People say they're obsolete. They're not obsolete. Their methods changed.
Their methods have changed, and the quality has changed in a number of them. But don't you think that we still need a very strong newspaper, one that can actually communicate with our community here?
There's no question we need that kind of engagement from a newspaper, and I think this county will keep that. I really do. The business model has changed, obviously. Yeah. You can see it, but we still have important things that people, until they pass away from this earth, that's the method they're going to receive their mm-hmm. news. A lot of people may like to go online, but that's, unless you're buying, that's still a snippet. I like to read it in one newspaper and then go read it in another and see if they did it the same way. Now AP typically stories they're all the same wherever you read them, but.
You can't do that in this community because the Tennessean and the Journal are pretty much the same.
They're pretty much the same.
Yeah, you got the Little Sun or whatever that's connected to the Dad or whatever.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't. But I love to have a paper in my hand, and
I like to read, and
I love to have it in the morning. I don't know why, but it starts my day off, and I'm just like that old movie, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Had the Shinbone Star in it, and it still fascinates me when I think about how they relate the newspaper to the community and being the eyes and the ears and watches out. You can't hardly find that in a newspaper anymore. And I tell you one thing that's really harmed the newspapers, and I still to this day don't know why they decided to do it, is they left a lot of what you would usually read, and they put it over into the computer industry online, and there's just something, maybe it's our age or whatever, but when I'm reading the newspaper, I actually feel very comfortable with it, and then when I go the online stuff, it's not the same.
Right. Well, the computer's here. It's not going away. Now, something may take its place 25, 30
years. I hope not, because I don't even like the computer. It sounds like it's going to get worse.
They're still very beneficial in ways they can recall things for us.
Now, how do you de-stress? Because no matter how much you enjoy your job, there's a lot of stress there in your job. And there has to be something that Mark King has to do to just push away from it all. I mean, you can do some with reading, but you just can't all of that.
I'm an avid supporter of Blue Raider athletics
Good.
And sports in general.
Good.
I watch ball games. If I can watch them in person, I do that.
I've already got my baseball tickets.
We've got tickets, had 15 football tickets for our residents. We take them to football games.
Oh, good for you. Wow.
And I have season tickets myself to MTSU basketball, men's and women's.
I love the women's basketball. Nothing against the men, but I really do like Rick Ensel.
They're competitive.
Yeah.
They're aggressive. And it's been good the last 3 years to see the men rise to the occasion and take the challenge. And
Kermit does a good job.
We've got a good team growing there. Mm-hmm. The men's team's really grown together this year. It's helped to see them overcome some of their adversity as a group.
It's amazing what MTSU offers to the community, isn't it? Because they have grown so much and have added so much into their academics. It's just it's one of the top schools in the country. And you and I know I remember when it was just a very, very small state university, VSAC and all that stuff.
My oldest brother started there in 1974. He had, I think, 5,000 students, and it's exploded. I mean, it's just a huge place, but it's still, I can get all over campus and know where pretty much everything is. The campus facilities are growing, and it's a true blessing to have in our community.
Well, you've been with Community Care how long now?
Working in my 14th year.
Wow.
Started in September of 2000. The facility.
Are you going to retire there?
Well, that's God's decision. I like what I do. It's been encouraging at times. It's been hard at times.
Mm-hmm.
The nursing home, we've gone through some building plans. We've gone mm-hmm. through some plans of trying to change the way we provide services.
Mm-hmm.
Christy Houston's been good to us over the years.
Oh, what a great organization. Bob Mifflin and all his bunch.
To build some new properties, some new areas for our residents to live in. And I mean, we've got a master plan that we have envisioned to try to carry that further so that our residents' quality of life can change. You know, ultimately, people want to live as long as they can live, but they want to live it as quietly as they can live, as private as they can live. And private rooms are becoming a norm within nursing homes.
Wow.
And that's part of our master plan, is to move toward all private rooms.
You want as much quality in your life as you can receive, don't you?
Yes, you do. I still am blessed. I'll give you just a little snippet. My grandparents helped rear me and my four brothers. And so many of the residents that choose to be close to me, I choose to be close to them. They're like my grandparents.
Hmm.
And so it's a blessing to work with and to serve them.
Do you still receive good advice from them?
Because
older people are always willing to give you advice.
If you listen, they'll give it.
We want to let you know that this part of Mark King Show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding. And, of course, it's located at 900 Captain Joe Fulgham Drive, just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard, and that's right here in Murfreesboro. Metal roofs are not only beautiful, but they are resistant to wind damage, roof rust, and less expensive than asphalt shingles, many of them are. They offer factory direct pricing so you can buy your roofing and siding materials straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max roofing and siding. Give them a call today at 494-1693. That's 494-1693. Or visit them on the website. That's www.metalmax.com.
Get well, live well at Northside Healthcare.
Here at Northside, we're a skilled nursing and rehabilitation center. If you get injured and you have to have surgery, but you're not quite able to go home, our facility acts as a transition place where you can come and get all the therapy, the one-on-one attention, and make sure that all of your meals are taken care of. We have activities for everybody to do.
Northside Healthcare on East MTCS Drive beside Middle Tennessee Christian School.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the Catfish Special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock, $9.99 plus tax for all-you-can-eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Hey Murfreesboro, if you need a clean, reliable used car but you've had credit challenges in your past, Easy Auto is now here to help. We are the home of the small down payment, and we've been treating people right in East Tennessee since 1991. And now we're in Murfreesboro. Easy Auto finances your sales tax and registration. You'll also have peace of mind knowing every vehicle comes with a free vehicle history report and goes through a 49-point inspection, including emissions testing. Come see us at 2006 South Church Street or browse our inventory and apply online anytime at easyautoonline.com.
Why not buy the easy way? Just come on down and see today at Easy. We're always on your side. At Easy, we help you get your ride.
The Truman Show. on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with Mark King. We've only got a couple of minutes. Is there anything that we haven't covered or something you might want to address or say hi to somebody in this very short period of time?
I'd like to say hello to the residents that we serve at Community Care, to our staff, to the many people that continue to support us in our community. Community Care is blessed by many volunteers and many people within the community. We appreciate your support.
Do you ever have kind of like an open house out there where people can come through and kind of look at what you offer? And maybe there's somebody out there right now that's thinking, you know, I would love to have my loved one out there at some particular time.
We've had open houses. It's been quite a while. We actually had one planned for the new addition that we just built a couple of months ago, and it appeared the weather was going to be so messy that we did not have it, and we've talked about rescheduling that. Feel free, if you'd like to come by unannounced, or come by having called and say, I'm coming by and I want to see what you've got, and talk to someone about needing assistance. We provide a lot of support for people, whether they come to Community Care or not. We can help you understand what your choices are and help you through some crisis times.
You got a beautiful piece of property out there. You said, I think earlier, 200 acres when it first...
It was 208 acres. It's currently 22 acres.
Oh.
About 180 some odd acres were sold in 1963 to the Maples family, but it's still all around us. It's farmland. We're blessed to have that many acres. Most nursing homes are landlocked, and they don't have that much space.
If anybody hasn't been out there, County Farm runs all the way into Elam Road, and it crosses that little river bridge.
One
there.
One main bridge.
That goes back to the old days where you better love your neighbor, because I have never seen anybody jump ahead to be first to go over that bridge as long as I've been going over there. It just has that community, old country flair. And that area, I mean, you got the river running right behind
you. Yeah,
that's
the middle fork of the Stones River.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous back up in there. And then you have a lot of deer and wildlife and all the things. Do you let the people who can, who still have the mobility, to go out there from time to time and kind of...
We get out as much as we can. One of my dreams is to create a walking trail.
Oh, wow.
All the way around that 22 acres That's been a dream of mine for several years. That would be handicap accessible, almost like the Greenway Park area.
Mm-hmm. And the Greenway is what a great place.
Yes.
And
I'd like to be connected to it. As Joe B. Jackson connects, I'd like to see us get the Greenway coming all the way down through there, and then us loop to it somehow.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yes,
wouldn't it
would be.
That's one of the greatest places to walk. And you're talking about the Maples. Is, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there is a deer out there that is white.
Just I've seen it.
You have seen that
deer
also.
Several of our boys have brought me pictures that they took of it when they came into work.
Well, you know, Dan Whittle loves to take pictures of wildlife, and he's got so many. And I've told him, now you can't always see that one deer. It's usually with probably its mama, I guess, the doe. But there are times, I think I've seen as many as 15, 16, 20 deer in a herd before, but I've never seen that white deer with a herd. And it's just you got a great place out there. So if anybody's interested, just take a ride out on County Farm Road, and you can't miss it. And it's what a great facility it is. We will see you guys Monday morning at 9 o'clock.